Saita Perek Vov, Mishnah Aleph. We're back after a slight detour in Mishnah in Perekim in Yoni Agadta. Mishakina Ishta Venistra. Somebody's Mekane Ishta, and now she's a Medes. Klape that person as soon as she's Misyachet, she'll become also. Venistra, she was Misyachet with him. Afilu Shoma, me Oifa Pereach, Yoitzi Viitin Zubo. Even if Oifa Pereach is Chazal's way of saying that he didn't hear it from kosher Eidim. He heard it from a koil. He heard it from an eight posel. That's Oifa Pereach. He heard it from any, from whomsoever. Doesn't need Eidus to say that she was Nisyachit. Yoitzi v'yitin ksuba divrei Rebbe Elazar. Hey Yois, Rebbe Elazar holds. He was already Mekana. We explained this, by the way, this machloikis that we have over here in Perek Aleph. That according to Rebbe Elazar, as soon as he's Mekana li'ishtoi with Ploini, it's chal already a din, klape ploini, that she's a medes to become asural. Al yidei stiroloi. It's already chal, the din kini stir is already chal. And the shame dover shebe erva is not on the yichud, it's already on the kinui. Therefore, the yichud itself doesn't need to aid him. The baby chidish, look at the yichud is asuring her. Chidish, she need to aid him. Dover shebe erva pokus mishnah, Reb Elazar, it's not that way. Now, the way we're explaining the mishnah is a little bit shved. This is the way the Rav explains Al Pi Rashi, and the Rav brings down Rebbe Elazar Tameh that says on Dav Beis, the first Mishnah, we explained it over there, that Stira doesn't need Eidus, afilu Ever, afilu Shivcha, Nemonim, Kimoy Eifa Perech. But then why does the Mishnah say Yaitziv Yitin Ktsuba? What the Mishnah should be saying is Chayv Lagasha, because she becomes also afilu an Eid Possum. What's the Yaitziv Yitin Ktsuba, and why Taka Yaitziv Yitin Ktsuba? The way you're going to have to explain the Yoytziv Yitin Ktsuba is we're talking about that Enechaim, she became Asura. He bets him he could be Mashke her, Al Pia Eid Posel, that she was Nistar. He could be Mashke her Meisoyti. He doesn't want her. If he doesn't want her, that's his problem. So then he has to give her a Ktsuba. He doesn't want her to die. So Meli, he has to give her a Ktsuba. Chayv Lagasha, V'Yoytziv Yitin Ktsuba. Again, the Doichik is inherent, like we just said. Why does the Mishnah say the Yoytziv Yitin Ktsuba? It's only that type of case. Because of that, there are other ways to explain the Mishnah, which we'll soon say. According to this way, according to the Rav's way, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Ad sheyisu v'yitnu bo moizreis balavono. Rabbi Yeshua says that he's not mechuyiv to be megarisher until the moizreis balavono are those that sow by the light of the moon, which is a way of saying the women. The way they explain, which is also Mufurish in the Kesem Mishnah, it's also brought in the Mufurish in Eben Ezra and Kufan Ches, is that it's like this. Rabbi Yeshua is arguing on that Tzimadin, like we learned on that base in first Perek. The Rabbi Yeshua holds that Stira needs to Asa Nisha Labayla Me'ikir Adimin, that Isa needs to aid him. Now, the Etzim over here, this woman, where there was an eighth apostle that came along and said that she was Misyachet, the husband's not Mechuyiv L'Gasha. However, even though Midaraisa, she has a Cheskes Kashrus, until there are two Eidim that she was Nisyachit, if it's already such a widespread, it's not just one person came and said, we know she was Nisyachit, but the Mirechen and Gas, the viper are already talking. He says, Aifa Perech, he says, Yisu v'yitnu b'mazores b'lon, it's already a widespread, this is the gossips, and then there's already a Shemra. So then the husband should be Megarish, his wife, not Me'ikir Adin, but because Midav Choshesh Zayin, but because it's not Me'ikir Adin, the halacha will be that I'll have to give her a ksuba. So again, the difficulty that we point to Rebbe Elazar is compounded over here by this way of explaining Rebbe Yeshua. But this is the pshat according to the Rav and according to Rashi. There's another way, like we said, of explaining over here, and that is that we're not talking over here about Eidus at all. Once he was Mekane the Ishtoi, the Nister over here, Shoma Me'ofa Perech, also means only rumors. Doesn't mean an eight apostle. It means rumors, and that's usually the way we say it. Oifa Perech means it was carried by the birds. The Pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech says, the Pasuk in Kehelet, Ki Oifa Shemayim Yelech Es HaKoil. That means there were rumors. There were rumors that she was in the Siachet with Ploini. The Halachas, Rebbe Elazar holds, that's enough. That you should have to be Megash. Again, Yoytziv Yitin Ktsuba, because it's not Me'ikir Adin. There is no Eidus that she was in the Siachet with him. Rebbe Yeshua holds that in order for the rumors to be strong enough that he should be Megash, it has to be more widespread. This would take away the problems that in the Mishnah did. About there is no Eidus over here. That's in the Skabal. Mishnah Beis. Omar Eid Echod, Ani Reisiyah Shenitmes. And Eid Echod says, I saw her that she was Mizana. Loya Yeshoysa. This is the part we pointed out about psiche to the Masechta, that once a woman was kinalov in istero, so she's asur lebailo midin sofik, she's a sofik soita, but we ask her, we take away her cheskes kashrus. The Erechot says, I don't only know about the kinu, I know about the stiru. Not only the stiru, but I know that she was mizana. So then leher yeshoysa, it's only after kinu yestiru she becomes asura until she's shoysa. Over here, leher yeshoysa, we believe the Erechot, even though Erechot is not believed, lechor and dovish or be'erva. The gzeres ha-kosev is ve'ed ein bo, that Erechot is believed after kinu yestiru. Ve'loy oid, elo afilu ever, afilu shivcha areilu nemonim aflu poslo miksu boso. Even an eighth posel is nemon to pasel her from her ksuba. Now, there's a few points to make here. One point is a machlokes rishonim that the din, the gzeres hakosev, the erechot is nemon, is only after kinu yestiru. That's dova muskim. The shaila is if an erechot is only nemon when he says the edus on that stiru. First, the way Edim kinalov and istiru, and the Erechot says, I know on that stiru where she was caught, being the siyachid with you, and I know that she was mizana. B'toich oisik kinav istiru, that's where Erechot is nema. Ve'ed ain't bo in the stiru itself. All this time, they know. Once kinalov and istiru, so she's already a medes for that, there's no chiddish in the fact that she was mizana. Even if he was made Erechot that she was mizana, a different opportunity, I feel like she becomes awesome. Sounds that way, b'das. Her Rambam, batur, not like Rashi. Now, why does the Mishnah have to say Aflu Poslam Ksubasa? L'chayra. Anyways, there are two Edim that Kinalov and Istara. The answer is Kinalov and Istara, she could still drink. It's only if the husband says, I don't want to be Mashker, so then he has to pay the Ksuba. That's his problem. If he doesn't want to be Mashker, her may say to, but otherwise he has to pay the Ksuba. Once there's an Eid Echod, it would be Neman Aflu Poslam Ksubasa. Now, the Chiddush over here is that after Kinav Istara, it breaks her cheskes kashrus, and now we don't see it as a dover shebeva that needs to aid with bimachadish that she was mizana. But lemaisa, others want a taina. Kivegas stodim Rebbechana talks about in the kavitzar simchav aleph. That lav dafka that's mavur over here. That just because we broke through her cheskes kashrus and it's not a dover shebeva, that we'd also take away money that's becheskas owed to her. Could be that the din is that the Eid Echot is not Nemo Legabi Momen. The Gzeis HaKosov is that the Eid Echot is Nemo Legabi the Erva, Legabi Ta'asu or Lebele, not Legabi Momen, no vos. Once the Eid Echot shtels avek that she was Mizana, it's Chal and her din is, so then the fallout Memel is Legabi the Momen. Similar concept to what's called Yuchzak, where the Rambam says that if an Eid Echot is made on a piece of meat that it's Chalev, the next day if somebody eats it and there's Eidim with the Hasro there, he's going to get Malkus. What do you mean? How can you give him Malkus? Only Chelev al-Pi Eid Echot. Once it's established in the realm of Isurim that it's a Shtikel Chelev, then the next day, the fallout, that's Memela, if somebody eats it, that he gets Malkus, is automatic. So here also, the fallout, that once she's Asura, Lebaila Mideraisa, that she doesn't get a Ksuba, is automatic. That's the back and forth of Rabbi Seinu. So the din is over here, Reilu Nemonim, Aflo Poslum Ksubosa. Chamoisa, Ubas Chamoisa, her Shviger, her sister-in-law, Tzorosa, her Tzora, a different woman who's married to her husband, also Yevimta, or the wife of her husband's brother, who could always, if her brother-in-law dies, will become her rival because her husband will be Miyabim her. So it has a din like a potential Tzora. Ubas Baila, the daughter of her husband, Hare Lunemonois, where this is coming from is that we learned in Maseches Yevamos that these women are not nemonim on the other woman because there's a rivalry, there's a sinner between the two. Doshtet in the Mishnah that they're nemonois v'loy l'poslam iksubasa. They don't have full nemonos to ask her to say that this woman was mizana. She was kinalov in Israel, we have Edim, and then her tzora says, yeah, she was taka Mizana. We don't believe her like the Eid Echod, who's Yem Nemez, because here we don't give them honors. Elo Shaloi Tishte. Now, L'chore, what this means is that since the Torah says, Ve'ed Ein Bo, Ho Yesh Bo Eid, the Eid Echod is Nemez. Now, rather she's believed to say that her Tzora, her Chamois, or whatever it is, was Mizana. Hein lufi the nusach that we said that meikir adin, a woman, a neirechud is nemot to say that a woman was mizana once there's a kinah love in Israel. Hein lufi the nusach that it's automatic fallout lufi both nusach. There's no reason why she shouldn't be nemot. What you have to say over here, and this is the way the Rishonim explain it, and the Mefarshim bring it down, is that over here it's a din derabbanan not to believe her, only to leave her legabi what's deraisa shalatishne. That means we don't give her the opportunity to clear herself with the shtir because they derech is believed. That's the gabi din deraisa. The gabi the ksuba, there we treat it like any of the other iduyos midrabbanan that we don't believe these women. Chamish Noshim, like the Gemara says in Yevamos, because they're suspicious, we don't believe a legabi this also. That's the way you're going to have to explain this din.